Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and The Age of the Customer is the name of my new book, and the website is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is an analytical advisor to, and has been now professionally, basically his whole life, and so that's the kind of guy you want to listen to, especially when it comes to things like capitalizing a business. And we're very fortunate to have Sam's experience and expertise available to us. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about capitalizing a business. What are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people make?
Oh, boy. There are so many. And I've been a part of them along the way, and you learn from those. But among the biggest boo-boos is not protecting your, and this is not a non-financial thing, but it's not protecting your uniqueness. If we had a boat company that was uniquely qualified to go in wavy water offshore, mm-hmm. and the company was spending a lot of money on its racing program, and we sent a manager down there to manage it, and he went, "Oh, we don't need to be spending money on a racing program." And very quickly, he lost the uniqueness, unique perception about this product, and they eliminated the racing program, but they also eliminated, reduced the brand,
right.
And it was a disaster because one powerboat is a lot like another in terms of being able to make one
right.
Well, anyway, but that's the first that came to mind when you asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of financing, let me mention one that's really, really good. A lot of small companies are not sure how to finance their growth. They visualize their growth, and they can't quite see how to finance it. And we, in my years, have acquired a number of those businesses with the idea we would be the financing source for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've helped a lot of business be the financing source in companies I've been with. Then, it turns out that if you're profitable enough, you can finance your own growth. And we acquired one of the best businesses I have had the pleasure of working with was Snapper, that made lawnmowers.
Right.
We bought that business when it was $10 million in sales. It grew to $30 million in sales, financed its own growth, and sent plenty of money up permanently to the parent company.
But Sam, if you're growing at 10% and your profit is 4%, you can't finance your own growth.
You can't finance. So that's a good relationship to bear in mind. You can grow with your own resources in at the same rate, percentage rate, as your return on investment. So
right.
If your return on investment, if your return on capital is 10%, you can grow at 10% and finance it yourself. In this company, we were growing at 20%,
mm-hmm.
and had a 20% return on capital.
But let me ask you this question. Do the math. Help me do the math on this. If you're growing it at 8% a year, and you're putting 4% on the bottom line, let's just say that's a pretty darn good number for any small business, Sam, as you know. But let's just use that for math purposes. If you're growing at 4% a year, I mean 8% a year, and you're putting 4% on the bottom line, then you're gonna if you leave all that money, all that profit, all that retained earnings in the business, if you retain those earnings, I should say, then the next year you need a little less. You're going to have to borrow the difference between 4% and 8% of the growth. The next year, you're going to have to borrow a little bit less if you retain earnings. Year after that, you're going to have to borrow a little bit less, right? I mean, if you retained earnings is a way to ultimately get to the point where you don't need anybody else. You can fund your own growth out of your company, right?
Well, you can, but let's make the distinction here between return on sales, that's your profit margin, and return on capital. Because what we're talking about, in order to be able to grow your business with your own resources, with your own retained earnings, is that your return on capital has to be at least as high as your growth rate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can finance your own growth year after year after year, because your assets, your capital is going to be self-replenishing. A lot of times, a lot of people think, and I don't criticize this too much, they think that maybe their objective is to get totally out of debt. And that's okay. But it's not necessarily the way to maximize your own personal
wealth. It may not
be
the wise management move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You think of it this way. If you could be, if you could have a business twice as big with some debt than you are having without debt, I think you're creating the likelihood of more wealth than being debt-free. But, of course, mm-hmm. you have to sleep at night, too. You have to do what is in your comfort zone.
Well,
leverage is a good thing, but it cuts both ways.
For a business owner who wants to keep his business or her business, they want to run this business for as far as they can see. To me, the most powerful way to capitalize your business is continue to retain earnings in the business, and over a period of time build up those retained earnings to the point where, as you said earlier, you're self-funding. What do you think about that?
Well, if you're self-funding, you have greater flexibility, and that's the good side. But to have the objective of self-funding is
it's a slower process.
Interesting choice,
and it's a slower,
choose not to be.
And it's a slower process. You got to say
there
that.
You go.
But that's the reason why you have to blend. You blend the other sources with the retained earnings. We'll take a quick break. Grab back with Sam Norwood after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.